Morning. This is the Saturday Cafe, and this is Pete Little here. On the line, I've got Katie Sy. Now, Katie is a young lady who's not long here on the coast, and she's doing some work with the Central Coast Conservatorium of Music, teaching kids how to play the mighty piano, how to tickle the ivories. Good morning to you, Katie. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Peter.
Now, let me tell you about the radio world, Katie. Mm-hmm. We live around music all the time here. There's music playing, whichever studio that you go into, when the radio's on, we're all tapping our toes. How important is it to the young people today to learn to play music?
Well, you know, music is actually a real gift for everybody. And the reason why I say that is because music is one of those gifts that contributes to everybody's well-being and also happiness. Music is one of those really rare activities where it engages our right hand and left brain.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's the right hand brain that benefits. Okay, yeah. Yep.
So our right brain being the creative hemisphere,
sure,
that has, you know, all the expression and, you know, we need musical expressions and creativity to be able to hold me, as well as we need the left brain, which is the logical brain, to be able to hold a rhythm and also to count. It's one of those gifts to learn, whether you are 5 or 55 or 75, because it's so good for our brain. It's so good for our well-being.
Well, Katie, you often see on a YouTube clip these very young kids who are playing marvellous music with an orchestra, and they seem to be just so gifted. Is that something that they've been born with, or have they learned those skills?
This is a million-dollar question, Peter.
It's a million-dollar question.
Yeah. It's a million-dollar question. Yeah. I really think that certain children are definitely born with gift in music.
Yeah.
But these kids, you often see at such a young age playing with an orchestra, they obviously have very well-nurtured musical environment and started learning very young. Plus, they're also very in tune with music to begin with. So the seeds really flourished. But certainly you don't see that everywhere. And I wasn't certainly one of those prodigy that you...
Oh, you had to do the hard yards. You do the scales
yes,
every
I was
morning.
The hard-working. Yes, I was the hard-working one.
Now, you're with the Conservatorium. You've moved here to the coast quite recently.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a program for kids who are just taking up the instrument for the first time?
Yes.
What's offering there?
It's called the Keyboard Club.
The Keyboard Club, okay.
Yeah, the Keyboard Club, and it's for K to year 10.
Mm.
So as young as age 5 all the way to 12 years old. And this is a real elementary entry-level music classes for kids to really experience music.
Yeah.
So they start by learning it all in a group and really foster that social connection and learning the basic musicianship and how to play. And then if they really feel it's their instrument, then they go on to learn piano in a one-on-one studio environment.
So is that one-to-one when you say they go into a studio environment, is it?
That's right. Studio will be, one-on-one lesson with a teacher. Whereas a keyboard class, we've got between 3 to 6 students in one class, and, you know, that's what we call the keyboard club. And it's broken into different age groups. So we've just launched the program this year, actually.
Katie, you know, you're probably aware that not everyone is into classical music. Do they get to play popular tunes like Elton John, or is it something that nursery rhyme stuff?
Not straight away, but I certainly encourage different genres and different repertoire for kids that want to learn music. You know, not everybody's, you know, is classically inclined. You know, if a child comes to the class and really shows a lot of interest in contemporary and pop music, obviously that's the direction that I would really love to foster and facilitate for them to learn.
Tell me about your life. Now, Katie, you were born in Taiwan, according to your background here.
Yes.
So at what age did you pick up the ivories? What prompted that?
Age five.
Oh, five. Okay.
And I remember very vividly my mum actually took me to the very first piano lesson. And in front of the piano teacher, she asked me, "Would you like to learn the piano?" And little did I know, by saying yes, it's taken me on a whole lifetime of journey of playing music, performing and teaching piano. So, yeah, that's my journey.
Well, how are you enjoying the Central Coast, Katie? You've sort of settled in well?
Yeah, you know what? I absolutely love it. And I was saying to my husband, I don't think no amount of money or reason that would actually get me to move back to Sydney at the moment.
Now, Katie, you're working with the Conservatory of Music in Gosford here. If people are interested in pursuing the Keyboard Club, what, they pop in to see you or they jump on the website to inquire?
They ring the Conservatorium. Absolutely. They ring the Conservatorium direct or they jump online. We have classes on Tuesday afternoon or Saturday morning. But apart from Keyboard Club, there's a lot of other range of instrument lessons and music programs. So everything is well listed and well informed on the website.
Now, what about us seniors? Now, that we haven't covered yet. For example, someone would like to learn to play piano and they're in that senior years. Are there shortcuts? That's what I'm asking, Katie. Are there shortcuts for people like me who'd like to be able to play a couple of tunes? Or what do you recommend?
Certainly, you guys have a lot more life experience ahead of us. But in terms of shortcutting music, I'm not quite sure if there's such thing because everybody, you know, has to learn.
I want to play like Elton John or Billy Joel. I'd love to be able to pick up the skills very quickly.
There's definitely a simplified version out there for people like yourself.
There's still hope for all of us. Okay, that's great to hear. Okay, Katie, nice to have you on the Saturday Cafe. And certainly if grandparents, many of those listeners to our radio show, would like to encourage their kiddies to get involved in music, contact the con here in Gosford. Have a great weekend, Katie. I know you're probably going to be out there teaching this morning, so I'll leave it to you and we'll catch up another day.
Thank you so much, Peter. What a privilege to share my story.
Oh, a privilege indeed to have you on the air. It's Katie Tsai at Coast FM this morning.